You're listening to SBS News.
It's been dubbed the Domshell by the British tabloids, and Boris Johnson's former right-hand man Dominic Cummings has spared few in his scathing testimony to Britain's pandemic response inquiry, even himself.
It is completely crazy that I should have been in such a senior position, in my personal opinion. I'm not smart. I've not built great things in the world. It's completely crackers that someone like me should have been in there, just the same as it's crackers that Boris Johnson was in there and that the choice at the last election was Jeremy Corbyn.
The man once considered to be Boris Johnson's political brain has now given the Prime Minister a giant headache. Dominic Cummings provided an astonishing seven-hour-long account of the British government's pandemic mistakes, complete with an apology.
When the public needed us most, the government failed. And I'd like to say to all the families of those who died unnecessarily how sorry I am for the mistakes that were made and for my own mistakes at that.
He says Boris Johnson, who would go on to be infected himself and end up in intensive care, initially considered coronavirus to be a scare story, and at one stage suggested the country's chief medical officer inject him on live television to show it was nothing to be afraid of.
There's a great misunderstanding people have that because it nearly killed him, therefore he must have taken it seriously.
In Parliament, Boris Johnson has rejected the testimony of his former aide, who quit Downing Street last November.
To deal with a pandemic on this scale has been appallingly difficult, and we've at every stage tried to minimise loss of life, to save lives, to protect the NHS, and we have followed the best scientific advice.
Boris Johnson was by no means the only cabinet minister subjected to the former top aide's blowtorch. Health Secretary Matt Hancock, Mr. Cummings says, should have been sacked for criminal behaviour and lying.
We were told categorically in March that people would be tested before they went back to care homes. We only subsequently found out that that hadn't happened. Now, all the government rhetoric was we put a shield around care homes and blah, blah, blah. It was complete nonsense. Quite the opposite of putting a shield around them. We sent people with COVID back to the care homes.
Mr. Hancock wasn't keen to answer the allegations when confronted by the media as he left home for Parliament.
Hello there. I'm just off to drive forward the vaccine programme, and then I'll be going to the House of Commons and I'll answer questions there.
But Housing Minister Robert Jenrick jumped to the defence of Mr. Hancock and the Prime Minister.
My experience having worked with the Health Secretary and with the Prime Minister last year were of people doing everything that they could under huge pressure in a unique situation to try to steer the country through the pandemic, and at every turn trying to act in the best interests of the whole country. That's of course what we would have expected of them, and that's what they did. Were there things that we could have done differently or better? I'm sure that there were.
Those who have lost loved ones may well agree. Britain's COVID death toll stands at more than 127,000. Gareth Borum, SBS News.